Right. We're now on the hour, so the time 7:30, I declare the meeting open. First of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Catherine Price, who is acting clerk. As you may have noticed, that Sharon Clark is no longer an employee of the council, so Catherine has kindly stepped in until that position is filled. So, thank you very much for that. Right, so we move on to the agenda. The first item on the agenda is to greet apologies. We have apologies from Yvette. And do we have any from James Wilson? Any declarations of interest? Do we have any? No. Well, thank you very much. So we now move on to item 225, to consider and agree the Parish Council and the Neighbourhood Constabulary response to the Melton Local Plan Emerging Options document, which is this document. And members have the response from the steering group circulated to them, and there is a printed copy on each of the table. What I propose is that we can do two things at once here. We'll go through it page by page, and it's up to the Parish Council then to approve the response from the steering group. The second segment is to, we can, as a Parish Council, we can either adopt this as our submission, or when we go through it, if the Parish Councillors think that there ought to be certain amendments or alterations applicable to the Council, well then we can do that. So, and this has to be in by the 4th of April. So there's not a lot of time, but there is sufficient time to get it put together properly. Okay, so if we go to it page by page, and I've made some comments, and if you make comments, just highlight them. So my first one is 2.2.3, and it refers to the increase in population in Botswana, and what will it contribute to the providers of employment and service and services in and hence to, to the economy generally in the borough. What I was to say to that is that, as I mentioned earlier, with regard to the business rate, Mountain Borough Council collects the business rate, and then they give approximately 50% to the government, and then the remaining 50%, we keep something like 40%. So there is a financial, I won't say reward, but increment that goes into the number of coffers. But I'm not advocating we alter that, but just making the point. So we go over the page then to chapter 3, strategic priorities. And again, I have no problem with any of that. Over the page to chapter 4, Graham Mutton Borough Spatial Strategy. I'm looking at 4.25. And in the question, there is no mention of any flood, but the response refers to flood risk. I totally understand where you're coming from, and certainly worth a mention, but the question doesn't actually raise anything about flood. 4.26.
I interpreted that it was written in the way that that's what they should consider.
Yes.
Although they saw the question, that's a consideration that should be taken into account.
Yeah, fair enough. 4.26, we've got a typo there. It refers to page 29, and it should refer to page 30. The paragraph below that, constraints on the Bodiford included provision, limited retail, limited park, import, public transport, bus and rail. Congested access to schools. Yep. I'm assuming we're talking about, congested access pupils to schools, we are talking about traffic at the Barkston Lane crossroad.
Should I suggest we put in the word traffic before the word access? So it says congested traffic access.
Vehicle or traffic.
Vehicle or traffic.
Vehicle would suggest it's not people that's creating congestion.
Okay.
Over the page. I'm looking at 4.214, and it states, in which case we would like to know what Compact Melton have had with the neighbouring authorities in determining the need for housing in Bodiford, which is a very good point. And certainly, I know they have, but it's a point very well worth making. 4.2.20, again we've got a typo there, it refers to page 38 and it should refer to page 37. Over the page, per paragraph, it says we suggest a 300 dwelling maximum for Bodiford. Would the Parish Council support that figure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The importance of this figure is that there has been a number of cases where, well, twice now, that feels as though the figure's been creeping upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a view now within the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group that we hope to goodness that we haven't been too soft along the line. We've been very cooperative. We intend to continue to be that. But we also don't want the parish to be taken for a ride. I think I've mentioned this on a couple of occasions. So we're now taking any opportunity we can to say there should be a ceiling on this. And let's not just have this creeping up and up and up. That's why we've stated that figure.
Yeah, very good point. And the figures they quote are minimums, they're not maximums.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when this is reviewed in 5 years' time, that 300 may become 400.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, I would certainly go with that. So we go over the page then, and the comment I've made here is... under the heading, what changes would you make to this policy, the third paragraph, it refers to the villages, and the steering group have come back and said that Normanton Airfield, Dolby, Six Hills and other suitable small rural sites would be a challenge but should be seriously considered.
Mm-hmm.
My personal view is that the only one that should be seriously considered would be Six Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Owing to its location. So, Parish Councillors, is it your wish that we amend that paragraph as far as the Parish Council's response to just Six Hills, or are you happy to accept the steering group statement?
Isn't there new news as well that the Six Hills development has actually been drafted up now properly and fully?
Yeah.
And it's now starting to take shape, isn't it? And landscaping and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It also comes with a considerable number of homes, which takes a big bite out of the Melton Borough Council's full requirement.
That's
which
right.
Ease the pressure on all other areas, including our own village.
Yeah.
Well, that one site pretty well takes us through 25 years, especially with the Melton, north and south developments of Melton. So I put the question again, Parish Council, why are we talking now? Do you want to stick with Six Hills, or do you want to accept the statement that it's put?
Well, I thought the Normanton site was purely for now commercial. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah, when we last asked the current owners, they said they only want to do commercial on the big part of the site. But of course, the lease has changed hands since then as well. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's changed that view. We haven't consulted with those people since then. But I think, notwithstanding that, that the issue still remains. You could decide to just say Six Hills. Maybe one way of orchestrating this, we will not be having another Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group. before this document goes off. So what we could do, for example, is the parish council could say that you endorse this document with the following observations or following changes, and one change might be we would prefer Six Hills rather than Norton Airfield or Dalvik.
Mm. Yeah.
That way the document could go from the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group,
yeah,
and also you know, we can have the parish council's views put on top.
Yeah.
Surely if you're only mentioning one location, which is
Owners is going back on the steering group to make the decision. Well, it's the parish council that needs to make that decision. But the local steering groups have responded to the parish council's office.
Yeah.
So the ultimate decision is with the parish council.
Yeah.
So, but I'm quite prepared to accept the statement as it's put there, but my personal view as a parish councillor, I would restrict it to.
Well, Six Hills to be more highlighted, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very least.
Yeah,
so I mean, I'm quite happy just to have, like you say, just Six Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got no terrible problem with the rest.
So, as far as the parish council is concerned, we are restricting that statement just to Six Hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? Would agree?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. So, over the page. Chapter 5, the strong, healthy and vibrant potential housing allocations. The first paragraph refers to the Rectocom SAR site, which I would certainly support. I would make comment on that first paragraph, and it refers to the third line down. Question of feedback of 8th December 2015, and our flood warden. I think that's it wants to be the senior flood warden, or you need a little bit better description on that, I would have thought.
Yeah, to what effect? What is it that we're trying to do? What does that heading, understand, what does having the word senior in do to help?
Well, it's just saying we've got our feedback from the flood warden. Well, we've got more than one flood warden.
No, we haven't.
So, the flood warden or the flood spokesman, or we are referring to each other, I guess.
It's an official position.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you might need us to ask the steering group to have a look at that one.
Well, just so that it is clear who we're talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So. And then the next site is the land behind the village hall, which is the 195/15. It's also supported by the steering group. Again, as a parish councillor, I would certainly support that as well.
Mm.
Parish councillors would support that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Two, explain why you are supporting or objecting. The second paragraph you've got there, and the last two lines of that second paragraph. Public consultation about the development site is very good. The agent for the site is Colin Wilkinson, but I suggest you refer to him as Planet X, which is his company. Planet X.
Planet X.
With an I.
Mm. Yeah. Quite a few paragraphs there that I would agree to as well. So go to the page. The land off Beaver Road, which is the 012/13. beside the centre for Arcadia, we stay as and it refers to the drainage of that site and also the flow of the Winterbeck, which now banks are now very much aware of. I spoke to the gentleman today actually about that, and we will be taking that at the April meeting, so we will get a response back to them with regards to that. Get over the page, and so we've got midway down the page a paragraph that starts. This indicates that Waltham and Long floors are now more suitable for our housing than is required, where the past would be impossible, we don't have enough, talking about the land. I would certainly agree with that statement as well. Does the Parish Council take that view?
Yeah.
Over the page. I have no comment there. That's everybody else has. Over the page again then, and you've got the C9 health communities, do you support this policy? And what changes would you like to see made to this policy? Health gardens should be varying in size, a given house size, so the buyer has the option to garden or not. A good layer of topsoil specified for the gardens, well, I would obviously agree with that. Nobody else would. Over the page, which is chapter 6, the map economy, strong and competitive, EC3, existing employment sites, do you support this policy? What changes would you like to see made to this policy? And your response is, series of responses, Normanton Lane and Austin Lane sites in Bodsford should be included in the schedule of sites to be used for employment use. Absolutely correct. I brought that up twice myself during meetings at Mountain. Everybody's agreed with that?
Yeah.
Over the page, I'm looking at EN4, areas of separation. Do you support this policy? The answer is yes, we do. What changes would you like to see made to this policy? We're saying none. Saying Bodsford Stoke Norman, Bodsford Stoke East or areas of separation included in the plan should be rigorously maintained. Certainly agree with that. Everybody agrees?
Yeah.
Okay. EN7 with regard to open space, sports and recreation. What changes would you like to see made to this policy? 7.8.3, is there a requirement for additional allotments in Bodsford? Well, as we stand at the minute, there's not.
There will be in the
far end. I was about to say that, don't they take into account the extra properties being built?
Yeah.
I mean, you've basically talked about 20 a year, so it's not going to be.
Isn't the space for another probably two small ones on the Melbourne Road?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but you're happy with this statement?
Yeah.
Right. Over the page. Over the page, the end of 11, good risk. I would certainly support what has been said there. In particular, the poor water courses that affect Bodsford five organisations have to be consulted for any effective overall action can take place. I agree with all that.
Mm.
So we're looking at chapter 8, managing the delivery of the local plan. Can't see anything there, but I'll take section 3. On page chapter 9, Managing Development, there's a comment on 9.4, which is page 156 to 159, and it states, the steering group are saying, replace should with must to maintain control. You may have a problem with that, because what you're endeavouring to do there is alter the national planning policy format. So there's no harm in putting that, but
if they can have it, you can't change it, then at least we tried.
Yeah. Page Council, you're happy to look at that?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the page, looking there, and that brings us to the last page. Right, so we've got a list there of amendments for the steering group to look at, and we've got amendments for the parish council submission. Okay. Can I suggest that you put these amendments to Richard Simon as soon as possible, and then Richard will get the steering group amended and also put the parish council response together with the amendments as required. Right, can I have a proposal for those? No, it's going to go to Richard, and then he will send them both to that.
That's fine, thank you.
And that has to be done by the 4th of April. So, right, can I have a proposal, please, for those alterations and amendments, both for the council and for the steering group?
Just do separate.
Sorry?
Just do separate.
Okay, well. If you're going to break it into two, then, so the parish council.
Yep.
That's proposed by Alan and seconded by? By Julian. All in favour? Right, thank you very much. Now, to approve the submission by the steering group, again, taking into consideration the amendments, can I have a proposal for that, please? Thank you very much. Seconded. Can I propose it? All in favour? Thank you very much.